Hello, this is Hugh Bonneville, and I'll be reading a story about Charles Dixon, which has been written for Gratitude, a wonderful public art installation which commemorates and celebrates the stories of this extraordinary moment in time and pays tribute to all of our key workers from across the country. To give you some context, this story is about Mr. Cool, also known as Charles Dixon, who's been helping London's key workers get on their way to work safely throughout the pandemic and supporting others in need around the world too. Staying Mr. Cool under pressure. People call Charles Dixon Mr. Cool, and it's fair to say he's a bit of a celebrity on the rail network. He's worked at Southern Railway's Gypsy Hill Station in South London as a gate line assistant for the last 9 years, checking tickets and looking after all the passengers. He joined during the 2012 London Olympics, where, as he remembers, he suddenly found himself helping 5,000 people from all over the world navigate their way around London. Former Olympian Sebastian Coe gave Charles the nickname because he was so calm under pressure. Mr. Cool has stuck ever since. Cool certainly does run in the family for Charles. His son and nephew are both professional footballers, and he's the uncle to UK rapper Tinchy Strider. So at 64, he's taking his own celebrity profile in his stride. He really missed his usual chats with the locals during the lockdowns, and he had a new kind of pressure to deal with. Passenger safety is a crucial part of his role, so he made sure everyone who could was wearing a mandatory face covering and carrying hand sanitizer with them. Always one to go the extra mile, he even carried spare packs of face coverings around for those who had forgotten to bring theirs. Charles came to the UK in 1981 from his home country, Ghana. He's been on a mission to help people in need his whole career. In his early 20s, he went to navigation school and ended up working in South America, in Brazil and Venezuela, where he saw people living and sleeping on the riverbanks because they had no home to go to. It ignited his passion to help people, and he still does that in so many different ways to this day. His friendly charm and kind heart mean Southern Railway customers and the local community often help with his charity work too, by donating essential items for his collections for countries in need. His strapline is, from cookery to carpentry, and he says, "Whatever you have to offer, I'll make sure it gets to someone who needs it. I've sent printers, microwaves and kettles before, so it really is possible." He makes it sound so easy. But that's just him, Mr. Cool Under Pressure. We're so grateful to have him at our station. Thank you for listening to this story. For more stories and information on gratitude, please visit www.thisisgratitude.co.uk.